Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, barely made it into my cockpit seat here. I'm so busy with things running around out there during the pre-show. So much news to cover, so much information to go over. I'm going to be having a protest coming up this evening, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. My wife asked me, why aren't I having it at 3 o'clock? That's better for a news time, for the news to be able to come out and have it on the 5, 6 o'clock news. I don't want to say I don't care about the mainstream media covering it. That is important, and I want you to call the mainstream media and ask them in Central Texas, or even in Dallas, in North Texas for that matter, or San Antonio in South Texas, to cover this, because it was in the Dallas Morning News. It was in a couple Texas TV stations, at least 6 or 7 that we know of, and quite a few other Texas papers. But nothing really nationally. When I got all excited late last week saying it's all over the U.S. news, the more I thought about it, the more I looked at it, it was all Texas newspapers. Hundreds of TV stations picked up the blurb out of the Dallas Morning News, so technically they carried it. I don't know if they broadcast, but I got reports by at least 6 or 7. I didn't count them up. I know probably more TV stations that did in Texas cover that the governor went to this secret globalist meeting that some say runs the planet. And it, of course, was on News 8 Austin here in Austin, Texas. But we're going to be down there at the governor's mansion today, right off 11th Street. It's right down by the Texas Capitol. You can't miss it. From 7 to 8 o'clock, a one-hour protest. And we're going to be out there. I'm going to be out there bullhorning. I'll be passing the bullhorn around, of course, if you have any comments you'd like to make to the governor. And then we're just going to march from the west side of the governor's mansion across the street, down over around the south side to the east side where there's a parking lot. So we'll be there at 7, bullhorn for about 20, 30 minutes, and then march around to the other side and give the other side of the governor's mansion a good bullhorning on the side where we shut down Vicente Fox and, of course, the Governor Rick Perry's press conference. I've been trying to find a time this week when he was having some dinner outside or having some press events so we could spoil that for them. Six, 7, 8 years ago, they would publicly publish all that. Now they don't. And so, but hopefully there'll be something to spoil this evening for them. I know the governor is in town. I know he's at the governor's mansion today. And it looks like he's going to be having somebody as a guest there. But the point is, I need to call the state police, let them know we're dropping by. It's the First Amendment. We will be down there, ladies and gentlemen. We've had protests down there many times. And, of course, we still have the First Amendment in Austin because the state police lost, 14 $100,000 judgments. So $1.4 million when they arrested people in 1999. They said you just weren't allowed to protest anywhere around the governor's mansion on the sidewalks. And so they got sued and they lost, and now they behave themselves quite nicely. They can tell us all day it's the policy that we don't have freedom in this country, but once we drag you into court and sue the living daylights out of you, you will find out real fast that this is still America. And so we're going down there today at 7 o'clock to confront that open border promoting, North American Union loving, anti-Texan trollop, Rick Perry for the Animal ID, the Trans-Texas Corridor, but mainly Bilderberg. We'll come back and get into all the news. Stay with me.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're being told that the immigration complete amnesty is dead. Now, they told you that 3 weeks ago. Remember, the big announcement was, it's dead, it's defeated. And then they went, by the way, we're going to reintroduce it in the next few weeks. And now they had that vote today, and it was narrowly defeated. But they're vowing to bring it right back up yet again. And this is how they wear you out. So they look at it from the perspective of they just condition you to see everything as a foregone conclusion. Instead, we should see this as we just beat them in a battle, but we haven't won the war, and that we just built our muscles up even bigger. By the way, I'm calling for an intensification of calling Capitol Hill and an intensification of confronting these scumbag Republican and Democratic leaders everywhere they go, every public event they have. Just citizen reporters, ladies and gentlemen, you just take action. You go confront them with a video camera, and you go set up your own blog, takes 10 minutes, and you just become your own group, your own organization. You take action. You basically duplicate what I've been doing for 12, 13 years. And what so many other people have duplicated, and then people have duplicated what they're doing. And it's very exciting to see this burgeoning and exploding all across the country. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. go to the sound of the guns. So we'll be getting into that coming up in the third hour. I've got Luke Radowski joining me. I've also got Matt Lepasic joining me. And we're also going to have Jason Burmes. We're trying to schedule that right now. That's what I was talking to right before I started the segment. It was almost late getting on air. So we're working all of that out. Here's just a few things that have frustrated me in the last few days because I haven't gotten to them. Remember last Thursday and last Friday, Jim Tucker with internal sources inside Bilderberg. And by the way, I talked to the international film crews that were there covering him, and they're sending me the video. He was being followed everywhere he went. He was being followed when he went to meet with his sources. They literally had to lose tails. They had plainclothes people following them into restaurants. This is all on video. It'll be going in Endgame. This is incredible. Thank God they've authorized me to get the footage. Just amazing stuff. And Jim said that his sources told him that Bush has completely, quote, surrendered, was the big announcement, and is submitting fully to North American Union global integration with a carbon tax, starting with a fuel tax. Ladies and gentlemen, it was in the news yesterday in my stack, never covered it, and it was in the news today. I'm looking at the Associated Press, White House press correspondent. Bush urges global emissions goal by next year, a new global treaty. Now, that is the power of Bilderberg. I mean, people last week, when I said that, I read my email over the weekend, it was, that's ridiculous. He's fought Kyoto. He'll never go for it. And then within days, this announcement was made. This announcement was made 3 days ago. Within days, the announcement is made. I mean, they literally give the orders. They literally call the shots. They literally run the nation and the world. There's a handful of countries they don't control, like Libya, Syria, Iran, and a couple others. And I'm not saying those nations are good, bad, or indifferent. The point is they're not under globalist control. They've usually got evil governments running them, too. It's the nature of man. That's all I've ever been saying. Their governments are evil. Our government's evil. That's my point, is that history shows that. The Bible says that. Common sense says that. Your own eyes and your own evidence shows that. And you tell that to the average American who was somehow convinced that we could do no wrong and everything was fine. When the truth is, we've got the most evil elite on the planet who've shown themselves to be the most ruthless on earth right now, other than the communist Chinese, and we're in deep trouble. And that's all I'm doing is ringing the alarm bell here going, these people mean business. Believe me, I would love to beat them and have some big collapse of their system next month, and I literally would just do the radio show and cover local corruption and things around the country, and by local, that's what I mean, the country. And I would literally work about 5 hours a day, and I would spend the rest of the time with my family and fishing and stuff, and gardening and hiking and camping. I have no life, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I was here. I was working till 2:30 in the morning, and I love it. I mean, I'm a zombie because of it, but I can't stop because I know how short the time is. Here's an example that just tears my guts out. We're going to talk about the immigration bill today, and I was going to make a big report up and a bunch of coverage and set up a bunch of guests and about the whole arrest thing and the debate and all of that. And frankly, what's really important here is that this immigration bill is not going away, and they're not going to stop. We've just got to continue to fight them. I just want everybody to know that people think every time we get attacked, we can then, after we drive off the enemy just for a few minutes, we can lay our weapons down and go back to picking our noses. And I'm sorry, that is not the case here, ladies and gentlemen. They're like wolves right out around the perimeter of the camp. We've got this little campfire, and people are telling you to go to sleep and lay down and get in your sleeping bag and leave your neck exposed so they can rush in and go for the jugular. And I am not going to go along with that. Also, in the next hour, we've got a guest coming on. Remember Mr. Schwab, who was walking across the country for 9/11 Truth and against the war. And they had an RV. They were doing it during the summer so that some of their family could go with them. And but they were physically walking and then documenting the police state, literally being stopped every mile or two, being detained, just being interrogated, being told they can't have signs that say, you know, the war is bad or Christians aren't for war. Well, guess what happened? They went back to the state they're from for a wedding, and CPS was waiting and took his son, saying, you're not allowed. By the way, this has popped up, I don't know how many times, many, I know more than 20 or so in the last 10 years, and that's just when I catch it. It's usually some little local news item around the country where families take off the summer, young families, and they go on a RV trip with their children, and in small towns, big cities, the Stasi secret police of America, the general scum public, thinks that that's illegal and or doesn't like the idea of a family being free out enjoying themselves, and they have the children taken. They usually don't get them back. Usually the pedophile rings in the town that run the CPS grab them. If the family protests, they're put in jail, and they're just run off, and the children are grabbed and disappeared and, you know, put on 15 different, I'm not joking, the average Texas child, and WOAI-TV a few years ago reported, is on 7 psychotropics, some on as many as 18. And Texas doesn't even have the highest average on drugging. Florida and a few other states are higher. New York, Florida, Michigan are some of the worst. You think Utah wouldn't be bad, all the family talk, but it's one of the worst, too. But side issue, by the way, we're not joking about this. This is serious. And this is how they operate. Then, of course, there's other Christian families, you know, who come into an inheritance or whatever, and they decide, to, you know, when they're 25-year-old husband and wife, I've seen these cases, they've got an RV, they decide to, you know, take 6 months off with their 3- and 2-year-old, and they decide to go across the country. They're grabbed immediately. I mean, this is not a free country. But again, the predators have certain prey, certain targets. I mean, you're in the media, you got a little bit of power, they're scared to death of you. I'm telling you, the enemy fleeth, ladies and gentlemen, in the face of any strength. They are just like wolves, just like jackals, just like hyenas. They go for the baby elephant, the baby gazelle, they go for the baby warthog that's got a broken leg. You understand that? They don't go head up against a water buffalo. Paul Watson posted a clip of that where these water buffaloes are literally knocking these lions in the air. They first grab a baby, and the water buffaloes just come right back and run over them. Now, they've got their instincts. We've had ours bred out of us. But they know if they see you've got a crazed look in your eye, if they see the light of power, the light of God in your eye, they generally scurry off. But families out in the middle of nowhere, it's like deliverance everywhere. But in big cities, small towns, it doesn't matter. They are pure evil, ladies and gentlemen, pure evil. And for anyone that doubts that, I mean, they admit that every major youth facility in the state of Texas had rape rooms. And they brought in, they sold the children as prostitutes, sex slaves. They had gladiatorial fights with the older ones, with stabbings and people dying and going to the hospital. I mean, gladiator fights, sex slaves, and nothing's changed. Nobody's getting in trouble. Nothing's happening. Texas Rangers tried to expose it for years, were told to shut up. I mean, folks, it's so evil. It's so wicked. That just, I can't even imagine it. They're everywhere. They're among us. They're enemies of you and your family. They're enemies of America. And I think you're just now, believe me, folks, it's horrifying. I got the hair on the back of my neck standing up. Just for me as a man to sit here and face this myself, frankly, I can feel the evil. I have the hair standing on the back of my neck for me to face it and let it really hit me like a bullet in the brain and to really take the impact fully and realize what we face. But again, the fear never even kindles. It instantly is turned into resolution. It is instantly turned into duty. It is instantly forged in my heart that we're going to take this country back. And we are literally going to hang millions of these people. Yes, you know it in your heart. You know that we are going to defeat them. And we are going to take them down.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
We've got some breaking news, and I'm not going to get set up in this like I've been set up before. I remember on December 31st, 2000, which wasn't the real new millennium, it was really 2001, but the media said it, so it must be so. They tell you that Friday's Tuesday, it must be so. And my wife ran in, the phones were ringing at the network. They're reporting on ABC News that a missile has been fired from Russia and the NORAD spokesman is on television. Now, of course, they were doing this to test people's fear, to condition people. And I said, that's not true. I said, let me go out. So we went to a song. I walked out. I turned ABC News on, and sure enough, there was a general giving a press conference with Russian generals behind him. This was all staged. And he goes, oh, this just in. It wasn't an intercontinental ballistic. It was a Scud fired in Chechnya. And then I got on air and joked. I said, oh, boy, we're all dead. And the Russians fired a missile. And I said, you know, no, folks, it was just ABC News fear-mongering. Didn't matter. Jealous people with talk shows. Edited the audio, concocted it, tried to claim a bunch of stuff. So that's the problem with other people crying wolf, like ABC News, and then reporting on their crying wolf, because there's a lot of people in the movement out there who would like to, for some reason with me, claim that I was putting something out. And so it gets to where I'm kind of hesitant to report things and put things out before I know, but at the same time, in case somebody is in trouble, and I've been trying to call them for 25 minutes, this is about 27 minutes when I, right before I went on air, this was all transpiring, you know, I want to find out what's going on. I was trying to make phone calls during the break. It's very frustrating, but the person's line that we had is disconnected. We're getting calls from people that have been trying to watch what's happening with him. There has been an arrest warrant issued. We know that. And it's Ed and Elaine Brown. And okay, so it is on news now. It is confirmed. Thank God. I didn't want to go out on a limb with this because, again, there's legions of people just waiting to twist it. Yes, it is WCAX-TV, and again, I got a bunch of calls about this, and I wasn't taking him serious. I was trying to make phone calls, and then Burmese was telling me about it, so I trust Burmese. I was taking that serious, and I was unable to confirm it, but I didn't want to go on air with it. SWAT teams, armored vehicles seen near Brown compound, WCAX. Now watch, if there's nothing happens, I'll be blamed for this, not WCAX-TV. They'll edit it, folks. People will edit this, and they'll try to twist. But just later, and I won't have time to defend myself. But I hope to God they're not raiding them. Everybody needs to get over there, and we need to, you know, peaceably stand in the way of this happening. And if they start pulling another Waco, trying to just machine gun into the place, then we need to have citizens arrested, these criminals, these armored goons that just engage in criminal activity. We need the governor to block the feds from doing this. We need the county sheriff to tell these are feds doing this, that they don't have jurisdiction. This is just absolutely criminal. Neighbors of convicted tax evaders, Ed and Elaine Brown, reported police SWAT teams and at least one armored vehicle converged on a field near the Browns' Plainfield, New Hampshire home this morning. See, I would have loved to have been able to tell you this off rumors, but we tried to make calls, and now I feel guilty for that. I just can't win. Federal and state authorities haven't commented on whether they are moving in to arrest the fugitives. That means they are. That means they probably are. And the local police, the governor's office, and the U.S. attorney's office referred calls to the U.S. Marshal's office, which has been negotiating with the Browns since their tax evasion conviction. We need to get a map of his house. I know we already have that of where he's at. Get it up on prisonplanet.com. We need to get this article up there, and we need to try to get Ed Brown on, but again, his line's been cut. But I thought, well, maybe I haven't talked to him in a few weeks. Maybe he changed phone numbers. So I was busy calling RBN that he's affiliated with, Public Broadcasting Network, to try to find out, and we're busy doing that. Do we have any word on that yet? A neighbor who lives a mile or so away from the Browns on center of town road said she saw police officers, SWAT team members, a fire truck, ambulance, helicopter, and at least one armored vehicle assembled in a field across from her driveway. Brown told a blog interviewer this morning he's been getting calls from people reporting police in the town and said he lost power twice during the night. The Browns had been sentenced to 5.5 years in tax evasion. They skipped their sentencing hearings, and Ed Brown said he and his wife will refuse to surrender. God bless them. Poor people, man. Pray for them. It may already be over, or the feds may back off. I don't know. We're trying to cover it here. I want to thank those that did call here and tell me of the rumors. Those are now semi-confirmed. I hope it's not true. From the AP. There's a little mini Alamo may be taking place right now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll try to learn more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Ed Brown was just a mainline guy paying his quote taxes. And then the government raided him, beat him up. I'm really paraphrasing and trying to condense it down. It happened repeatedly. Tried to claim they had weapons, tried to claim they were a threat. Beat them up in the courtroom, just all, you know, the normal stuff they do. The criminals. Criminals run the country, and most of them are so psychopathic they don't even know they're criminals. I think it's just their right to feed on us. And they just got sick of it, and he said, you know what, I'm just going to sit here in my house. And he said, I'm not going to pay all the money you claim I owe, even though they had it to pay. They just said, come kill us. We're going to fight you. Just come on. And then the feds did what they always did with the Indianapolis Baptist Temple, and they stole that and took that church and all the other things they've done. They wait 6 months, a year. They wait till everybody forgets about it. They wait till the crowds leave. They wait till everybody backs off, and then they come in. This may even be SWAT team training in the neighborhood. This may even be them as a probing move to see to test the response of the American people. Or it may already be over. We don't know. Anyone that is in Plainfield, New Hampshire, the Live Free or Die state, where they now arrest reporters for asking questions. That's why that story is so important, because it just shows the police state we're living in and what Matt and Luke and others went through. The Live Free or Die, the Patrick Henry state. SWAT team's armored vehicle seen near Brown compound. And it says Brown told the blog interviewer this morning he'd been getting calls. Okay, blog interviewer, whoever you are, you know, the mainstream media will never source the alternative media. They'll tell you what they said and use their reporting, but never, because they're in competition with us, they realize we're destroying them, they'll never give you a link so you can actually find out what really happened. So I'm getting all these calls at the office. I don't know who's who. We're overwhelmed here. Just call in, not on any other issue right now, not on immigration, not on Ron Paul and the debate being rigged. We've got that news confirmed. Not on Luke and others being Matt being grabbed by the state police in New Hampshire. That's all coming up later. Not on the CPS grabbing a 9/11 truther's child. That's coming up. Right now, it's Ed Brown. And I'm asking you, the listeners, specifically if you know, specifically if you talk to Ed Brown, I know a lot of you talk to him, specifically the blogs. I know Luke and others, if they had time in New Hampshire, were going to interview Ed Brown. I don't know if they did that. I never asked. I know they were. Maybe we need to get Luke on the line. My poor producer, I'm in there shouting 15 orders at him during the break because it's just too much going on. I'm trying to make phone calls. And I'm just letting you know where we're at right now. Help us. Find out. Do you live in New Hampshire? Do you live nearby? Get on your cell phone. Drive by Ed's house. You're an hour away. Don't wait. Get in your car. Start driving over there right now. And the feds may be doing this on purpose to cry wolf a couple times, to do these drills a couple times. And so the third time, just like with the Indianapolis Temple, the fourth time, they'll go ahead and move in. They may have cut his line and cut his power. That's what this sounds like, as a psyop. They cut his power twice, cut his phone line. They've done this in land grabs, too, messing with him. So he'll put out the alarm. So when he finally does put it out, you don't respond. That could be what's happening. Or Ed and Elaine Brown could have already been SWAT teamed. And it runs a mile from his house, and people saw it, and it's the local college or the local city or county. Or it could be that it's the feds getting ready to move in, or they've already moved in and there's already been a firefight. We don't know. That's why, and I don't live in New Hampshire. If I'd have known, a day before, a week before, I'd have got on a plane and gone up there. I know many of you have. And we've sent InfoWars.com reporters there before. We've interviewed Ed back when all this started breaking, a year ago. But the point is, Ed Brown, Elaine Brown, making a stand for the American people, saying this far and no further, give me liberty or give me death in the give me liberty or give me death state, New Hampshire. This is huge. This is history happening, if this indeed is taking place. Now, again, my enemies are going to take the last 5 minutes and edit it. I'm reading this, I'm covering this from WCAX-TV News 3. We knew about this before showtime. I started getting calls this morning. I tried to confirm it. I couldn't. I didn't know the people that were calling me. I tried to call Ed. I'd heard false alarms before. And then Burmese called me. I don't know what's going on. I just know that this is in the news, and this looks like something could be happening. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. John Harmon up in Minnesota running things, answering the phones, literally like an octopus doing the job of three people. Have you gotten any calls yet, people specifically who talked to Ed today or yesterday, or who are in the nearby area? Okay, Fred Smart. Yes, I've heard Fred on the air, I believe. Fred Smart. Call Fred Smart right now, please. Let's get him on the line. I may have to push back the father who's had his son kidnapped because he dared have a 9/11 truth sign. I'm telling you, folks, it's like I'm in a lifeboat with millions of hands reaching up. And it's just walk a mile in our shoes, and that's what makes me so angry. That's what makes me so aggressive. And people don't understand it. You know, they hear it, they hear the passion, and they get confused. They think I'm either nuts or or I'm an egomaniac. No, it's because I'm in life and death mode here, folks. I know the cost, okay? I'm fired up. Let's go to Fred Smart. Fred Smart, where are you today?
Hey, Alex, I'm here in Chicago.
Okay, you know Ed Brown well.
Yeah.
Tell us basically about yourself real quick so we know who you are, and then give us the latest.
Well, real quick, you know, we have, myself and a bunch of people, once we heard about Ed and Elaine early January, got the word out, email, blogs, whatever, and we've been doing a daily show on Republic, getting their voice out. Got a call early this morning from Elaine. She had left a message as early as 6 o'clock my time. Reno, who is a decorated Desert Storm veteran, who's been staying with them, all of his belongings are at the house, went to walk the dog early. 45 minutes later, the dog came back. Reno never came back. Within the same half hour, Ed got a call, and some friends in South Lebanon along the road had noticed several armed personnel carriers were heading south toward Plainfield. So they still had communications. We got a couple of audio blogs going, an hour conference call. A few people called in, sent out some emails, tried to encourage other people to send out emails. I just tried calling their line. Their line has been disconnected now officially. So, we have no communication with them, other than if they were on the internet, I would presume they have a satellite connection, but I'm sure they're not staring at their computer right now. So we have a couple of people driving there, and hopefully there's going to be more intelligence on what's really happening.
Okay, I want you to, again, repeat everything you just said with any other details that you left out. Take your time, Fred Smart, who, again, has been co-hosting a show on the Republic Network with Ed Brown the last 4 or 5 months, I guess, or is it 6 months. Tell us exactly, slowly, when you first got the call, what Ed said, word for word, go back and just flesh it out as we debrief you here. Just really think about exactly what Ed said, because every piece of intel, as you know, is very important.
Well, I was on my way to drive my son to school, and I gave Elaine a call just out of the blue. Something told me to call, and I got up. Strangely, early this morning, I felt something was up, and I wasn't even thinking about Elaine. But then I got in the car, and Elaine said, "Fred, I've been trying to call you. And we got a high alert situation, and I said, "What's going on?" She said, "Well, Reno left to walk the dog. 45 minutes later, the dog came back, and Reno didn't come back." And we've since gotten word that some friends have spotted several armed personnel carriers with troops heading on the main highway toward Plainfield. So,
by troops, I mean they look like regular Army or Marines, or they're just dressed up in the regular terrorist enforcer outfits.
All I know, it was just he used some terminology, FTVs or AF. It was just
APCs.
I don't know the lingo for
APCs,
what
armored personnel carrier. Then there's
okay.
LAVs, light armored vehicles.
Okay.
LAVs,
it wasn't an LAV. And on top of that, Ed said that yesterday a Cessna did a couple of flybys mid-afternoon, and then at night around 8:30, 9 o'clock their time, a completely silent drone with a very high beam light circled their property at that time.
And it's fun for these guys. Most of these guys are into hunting, which I'm not saying is a bad thing. But to them, I mean, I've seen videos of the cops behind the scenes, when, especially with Patriots, they love killing us. And especially children at Waco, literally, they celebrate, hold up skulls of dead babies. It's real fun. And it's a big hunting trip. They're chewing tobacco, and they go to the topless bar the night before, and it's high fives and all their gear. It's hunting humans. It's a lot of fun. This is so sick. And I want them all to know, it's the Alamo, and every one of them that takes part in this criminal raid is going to be known as a traitor forever. But don't worry about the American people. You've got God just guaranteed to curse you for what you're doing. But this is the Alamo of this is happening. Please, could you tell us about this, what Ed said about this drone?
Okay. Ed just said it was strange. It was completely silent.
This is at night.
It was at night. It cruised in the air overhead with a bright, bright beaming light.
Can't put it on the border. By the way, they're going to give all the illegal aliens, if this is in the bill, total tax amnesty, literal pardons on all their back taxes, but not Ed and Elaine Brown, boy. They've got to be taken out. What time did this happen?
The drone was spotted 8:30, 9 o'clock their time. It was toward the dust side, and there are a lot of trees around the area. They had open space, but and then it was really strange. Yesterday, my phone has gone out several times in the last 24 hours, which has never ever happened with that frequency. I know the gentleman was on the show with Ed and Elaine yesterday. Obviously, they will not be on the show today. We did hear word from RBN that they were going to be cut back to just Saturday for 2 hours versus 5 days
a week. Okay, well, I mean, that's a whole programming discussion. The main thing right now is what's happening to them.
Yeah.
That's what's important here. So yep. let's just be clear here and walk through all of this. So that happened at 8:30. Now understand, at Waco and Ruby Ridge and other places, they're called laboratories, warfighting laboratories. They bring in Israelis, Russians. That's Newsweek, by the way, for listeners that just joined us and think that I'm joking. That's mainstream news. I guarantee you this is going to be a laboratory. They're going to have all sorts of gadgets and horrible little bloody inventions out there. The main thing is, who do you have in contact locally, liaisons locally, that can drive by the house? That's the key.
Well, I put in a couple phone calls, and some other people have put in phone calls. I talked with two people. There's a volunteer, a gentleman from Missouri, and myself, and a guy from Vermont, who is driving on his way, about an hour's drive, 45 minutes to an hour's drive. Another gentleman in New Hampshire was not aware of the situation, very close to the rounds. He said he'd be heading right up there. They both have cell phones. I would say within the next 15, 20 minutes, there should be some reconnaissance, some information from them forthcoming. The only other people is just hopefully people are getting the word out by email, and some people can, I don't know if they're cordoned off the highways and the roads around the house.
Well, I know people had pledged to always keep certain numbers there. Well, that'll confirm it right there. If you try to get within a half mile of the house and there's some goons out there waddling around, you know, with an armored vehicle or on an armored truck, you know that they're there and you know it's going down. And I just, you know, Ed didn't have three or four disposable cell phones where they didn't know, you know, all the phones he had, so he could die, because that's what I advised him to do a long time ago.
Yeah, if he does, I don't know if they've been jammed yet. I don't have any other number to call. I know,
Fred, give us your blog, or give us any other good blogs. Are you the blogger that the Plainfield Associated Press talked to?
We've had several people maintain the blog. I'm one of them. I started it with another gentleman.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out who the AP, because this is unjournalistic to cite a blog and then not show the blog. And again, I'm not mad about the AP being a bunch of scumbags and mainstream. I just want to know who it was, because they're not engaged in journalistic activity here.
I'm not aware of what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, we need to find out who this local blog is. We need to find out who these eyewitnesses are. We need them to call in right now. John, have we had anybody else call in on the 1-800-259-9231 number who's nearby or is in New Hampshire or in Plainfield? Just unbelievable.
Alex, it's interesting. You know what today's date is? This day in history?
No.
1967.
Okay. Refresh my memory. What happened in 1967?
This is when the Six-Day War began.
Oh, it is. And then the 40th anniversary of the Liberty is coming up in just a few days.
Yep. So this is all, it's 40 years later. Just kind of interesting.
Amazing. Yeah,
Ed and Elaine are just wonderful people. They're peaceful. They're civil. Yes, Ed has a rough edge to him, but my God, they are true blue American patriots.
Well, this is horrible news that, I mean, it's in the Associated Press that people are saying this. Why doesn't the lazy AP, this is huge news, get in their vehicles and drive over there? We need to call, this is what we need to do. Everybody needs to do this for me because we don't have the staff. We're going to try to call the Plainfield TV stations, Plainfield radio stations, get the radio to go out there. Let me tell my producer, please go Google the Plainfield AM talk station. Call them and say, are you going down here to cover what could be one of the biggest stories of the year? Get over there and cover this. People's lives are in the balance. This could be a new Waco we're talking about. They could be, who knows what could have already happened, or it could just be a drill. You know, the feds do try to test things and see who's in the woodwork, see who may be in that area. What do you think's going on?
Video cameras, and just the biggest thing is to provide some transparency and accountability in the form of recording what they witness, what they see.
Fred Smart, stay there. I want to come back and ask you where you think all this is going, what your gut is. I mean, if they're cutting his phones and cut his power and he saw drones, it doesn't look good. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end.
I'll never
say to your surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
Welcome back. All right, we've got breaking news here. Police assembled by Brown's home. Another article here. And this is out of the Union Leader newspaper. Let's get the Union Leader reporter Pat Groffsmith and Kristen Sins on. It's definitely on, ladies and gentlemen. It's definitely something going on there. And I'm sorry we were cautious at the start of the show. We have to do that here. I'm actually extremely cautious of what we cover. And, of course, we always get blamed with doing the opposite. Dozens of heavily armed state police and federal agents have assembled. It is confirmed. Confirmed, confirmed, confirmed. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Dozens of heavily armed, and stay with us, Fred Smart. I want to bring you back up. Let me get this article out. Dozens of heavily armed state police and federal agents have assembled near the rural Grafton County home of tax protester Ed and Elaine Brown. About 50 state troopers, some armed with high-powered rifles, the state working with the globalist private IRS, along with a vehicle from an explosives unit, oh, that's so they can imply they've got bombs, gathered this morning in Plainfield, a town where Edward and Elaine Brown have been holed up in their home since being convicted of tax evasion and sentencing to lengthy federal prison sentences. The Browns have been aware of the increased police activity all morning. In an audio file posted on a blog this morning, he said a silent aircraft at about 5,000 feet. Notice they don't ever give credit to, it's just normal. You're supposed to link to your source. No, they just take it. That is total journalistic scammery. And again, it isn't about who gets the credit. It's we need that info. We want to go to the original source. That's why you're supposed to do it. That's what we do in our articles. You're supposed to source them by name. You're unbelievable, you scum. I don't know if the editor wouldn't let them do it, or I don't know if it's the writers that are scum. The Browns have been aware of increased police activity all morning. In an audio file posted on a blog this morning, he said a silent aircraft at about 50,000 feet in the air flew over his home overnight. And he said at about 7:45 a.m. this morning, a visiting friend took a dog out for a walk but never returned. They may just be listening to the show. The dog, he said, came running up the driveway but an hour later. He also said a neighbor called at 8:45 to let him know that 2½ dozen state troopers were coming down Route 12A heading in his direction. Interesting that fellow slipped off. Did they grab him or did he know when to go? Who knows? We'll find out later. The Browns were convicted in January in U.S. District Court in Concord for not paying more than $500,000 in taxes. Do you remember how there was the BATF? I've met him. I know him. I forget his name. Hispanic officer. He was crying, saying, why'd you kill everybody? Why'd you open fire? He came out mad, throwing fits, you know, when they went ahead and just opened fire and attacked. He was saying, why? He could have picked Koresh up in town. Remember that? Now, maybe they grabbed this guy. He's probably a great guy, but we have to ask ourselves, why did he slip off? We, you know, have to ask that. It's a classic M.O. to... The Browns were convicted in January in U.S. District Court in Concord for not paying $500,000. The union leader correspondent was kept away from the Browns compound by state police who would not say why. That is confirmed. That's it. It's what we were asking for. Reporters went out there and were kept away. Boom! It's on, period. God knows what these criminals have done. God knows what they've done to these people. It's on with that line. You can bank it, ladies and gentlemen. The state police kept Pat Groffsmith and Kristen Sins away. This is outrageous. That's it. They are definitely surrounded at the bare minimum.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.